The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. On this snowy morning, the Anoim, the lowly dispersed and chosen ones to receive the Lord on such a snowy morning. Little thought for you this morning. When God calls people to a task, he has a funny habit of calling people who are not qualified. And you look through the Bible, and you see the number of times that he does this, and you conclude that this is not the exception to the rule, but rather this is the rule. When God calls people to a task, he almost as a rule calls people who are not qualified. We start with Abraham, our father in faith. When God called a man to journey to a distant land, to a land of promise, who did he choose? He chose a man who was 75 years old. Or Moses. When God called a man to be his spokesman to the Pharaoh of Egypt, who did he call? A man with a speech impediment. Or Jeremiah. A man too young to be a rabbi. This is the one God calls to be his prophet to Jerusalem to warn them about the impending destruction coming from Babylon. Or St. Paul. A man who hated the church. This is the one God calls to be the apostle to the Gentiles. It's a rule more than the exception. When God calls people to a task, he calls people who are not qualified. And it's certainly true for the call of the apostles. First, there's Peter. Unstable, given to overstatement and exaggeration. A man probably not fully in control of his emotions, right? This is the one God calls to be head of the church. Or James and John, ambitious climbers, his right-hand men, right? The pillars of the church. Or Simon the Zealot party member. He's one of these people who's concerned not so much with the glory of God as he is concerned with the success of his politics. Or St. Thomas, right? The man who won't believe it until he sees it. St. Thomas comes from Missouri. I'll believe it when you show me, right? Or Matthew, the tax collector. If you wanted to call someone to a position of trust, you could not find someone less qualified than a tax collector. And to these people, Jesus gives the most important task of all, the task of founding his church. So, you know, here's the question. Why does God call people who are not qualified to tasks that are so great? Two reasons why. Number one, well, he wants to make it clear that he's the one who's working. If you wanted to go out and defeat a terrible enemy in battle, you could choose your most glorious warrior. But after he won the battle, you'd give glory to the warrior. But if you choose a little boy like David to beat a monster like Goliath, well, then you know to give glory to God. That's the first reason. Here's the second. It's that when God sees you, he doesn't just see who you are now. He sees who you're capable of becoming. He sees the whole picture. And you know how you become capable? Do you know how you become who God has called you to be? You become who God has called you to be by being with him. Now listen to this. When Jesus calls his apostles, he calls them for three reasons, the gospel says. Three reasons. Number one, to be with him. Number two, to preach. Number three, to cast out demons. What's the most important and the first task of all? Before preaching, before casting out demons, number one task is to be with him. How will you become who God made you to be? By being with him. How will you become able to do the task that God has called you to do? By being with him. Whenever God calls you to something, he always supplies everything you need to do what he's called you to do. And the place where you receive what he has supplied is when you are with him. Now, maybe you feel out of sorts. Maybe you have, or maybe you will feel like you're in the wrong place. And you say to yourself, yeah, this certainly couldn't be God's will. I'm in the wrong place. I'm with the wrong person. I'm in the wrong job. I have to go change my external circumstances. Not so fast, amigo. Not so fast. Stop and consider whether you might be neglecting your most important task of all. Same as with the apostles. You're called first and foremost to be with the Lord. Everything else flows from that. Please remember, prayer is not a task that you complete. Check off your list and then get on with the things in the day. Prayer is first and foremost the root of your whole day, which allows you to spend your whole day with the Lord. Prayer is the way in which we are with him. So, you know, just a little tiny thought for you for a snowy day. When Jesus called his 12 apostles, being with him was the task he placed first. Let's make our Lord's priorities our very own. Amen.